This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second hour starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and they are coming out of the woodwork, people.
Uh-oh.
Ex-Texan Deontay Foreman. I ain't never have to say nothing. Y'all getting to see for y'allself now. Shake my head. Maybe he doesn't survive this.
Oh.
That'd be great.
I hope so. I would love to come back and be a Texans fan again.
And why? I just feel like Kyle McNair is not getting called a dumbass enough,
Thank you, Nicholas, honest
with you.
Yeah. That's where I was going before the break.
I agree with you, but I said I would love to come back and be a Texans fan, but now that there's nobody left, I don't know if I'd want to come back.
So you are a bandwagon.
He's running it into the ground.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I said the other day. I mean, basically, the damage is already done. Even if he goes, you're screwed for several years.
Yeah.
Without first-round picks, yeah. Without one of the best receivers in football. You know, you don't know. You're dangling one of the best young quarterbacks in the league in the wind. And here's the analogy I make. Because, again, at a certain point, whether you want to – you're Cal McNair and you want to stay out of the limelight. You don't want to be like your dad and hold press conferences and things. You're not that kind of owner. You want to let football operations do football operations. At a certain point, you have to stop the bleeding. You yeah. have to get control of this franchise because you are getting absolutely annihilated across the board, across the nation in what you're doing. And I give you the example of what I know best, and that is an organization that I worked for, okay? When your head coach and your best player get into it, unlike in college where the coach has the upper hand and there is no ownership to deal with, although there's an administration, when you talk about it on the basis of professional sports, the tables turn, the player has more power because they make more money, because they're responsible for more success. James Harden, Kevin McHale, when things were good, they made the Western Conference Finals, and even if they didn't quite see eye to eye all the time and weren't the best of buddies, they just kept trudging along. But when push comes to shove in situations like this, if you're an owner that is savvy about making money, which we've already said, that's the bottom line in more ways than one, you make the decision and you side the necessary way. James Harden won. Kevin McHale lost. Kevin McHale was fired. James Harden's still here. DeAndre Hopkins, Bill O'Brien, and based on track record and the fact that you never made a conference finals like Kevin McHale, should have been even easier. You don't give him more power, you give him less. And if this thing really is an issue, you get involved, you sit down, you talk. And at the end of the day, if you're going to make a decision inside one way or the other, seems to me it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah, I don't know how many good decisions Kyle McNair has made since taking over. I really don't. I mean, give me one good decision that he's made. I mean, outside of his wife, give me one good decision he's made.
You like, yes.
There hasn't been one. And look, we don't know what decisions he's making behind closed doors, but the reality is there is a certain obligation by the owner to make address the media, address the public, address the fans, and just say something. Joel's been saying this since day one. You've been saying this since day one too, Barry. Just come out and say something, man.
I have one.
Okay.
He updated the logo, the jersey. They got new uniforms.
They put something on the back of the collar?
Hey! Something!
I'll give them 25% credit, if that.
Something!
Did you see?
They put the bull on the neck of the... Like, that was the best thing that Cal's done in his tenure. Hey, we updated the jerseys. No, you didn't. You sewed a patch on. Let's chill.
Did you see...
Chill out, Sean John.
Everybody yesterday had the bull logo, but with a hand covering the bull's eyes.
Oh, yeah. The crying Jordan memes have been amazing. By the way, I saw that we got tagged on the Deontay Foreman tweet. No blue check mark. It's a screenshot. It's a screenshot, and I looked up Deontay Foreman's account, and he never tweeted that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So whoever is out there.
Is Foreman blue checked? Is he verified?
Yes, he's verified. And this Deontay Foreman and that Deontay Foreman, not the same thing, apparently.
Ooh, good back check.
Yeah. So, but at least I'm with you. I looked at that and went, ooh, but that's why we check.
Yeah.
That's why we do our due diligence.
That's my bad because the listener said it and I read it. But here's the thing. I think there's more coming. I think this opens the floodgate.
There's definitely more coming, but this is also too why you want to be careful, because I'm with you. I fell for it. That's why I wanted to check, because how many times have we done that on this show or on any show, sure, where you read something, you're like, damn it, they got me. But I think this proves a bigger point that people know and don't want him here.
Well, that's for sure. And again, before this situation came to the forefront, I'm thinking the only thing, and what, it's not like it was an unlikely question. I had received questions like this. What is it going to take to get rid of Bill O'Brien? And, you know, tongue in cheek, the quick answer is, well, if he screws up Deshaun Watson. But if next to Deshaun Watson, the two guys, mm-hmm, and arguably one, you had a real tough decision coming up because of contract with JJ and his injuries, and he's not exactly in the prime of his career anymore. But the other two guys besides Deshaun Watson are JJ Watt and D-Hop. And so of the three, D-Hop was the one.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because
he's going to do nothing to J.J. Watt.
Huh?
No, right. He's not touching J.J.
Bill O'Brien treats J.J. Watt like Dana White treats Conor McGregor. He ain't even approaching J.J. Watt like that, ever.
No, but I will be interested to see, because I feel like, I'm with you, Joel, I think there's going to be a lot more people that now kind of feel empowered, mm-hmm, especially former players, where in the past, it's a thing where you just don't say anything. You just shut your mouth and, you know, you protect the shield type of thing. But the more that we see the Jalen Strongs of the world come out and say something, there's going to be more. And I think that your players are starting to feel more empowered and are able to talk out
more. Interesting you say that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because to that point alone about players feeling the ability to have more power,
mm-hmm,
the Panthers release veteran safety Eric Reed.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Eric Reed goes out on Twitter, said, "It's a pleasure, Carolina. I enjoyed my time and the support I received from the fans and the media, teammates, and staff there. It'll be remembered. Looking forward to furthering my career in another city." So his brother takes to Twitter and basically implies a reunion for the two brothers in Houston.
Really?
That's a guy that feels empowered enough that isn't worried about backlash, because no one on Bill Belichick's team would ever do something like that if you're on the roster of the Patriots.
Yeah.
But Justin Reed decided, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot, get my bro here.
Interesting.
What's the GM going to get me? What? The coach going to get me? Oh, same guy. I mean, so, yeah. So to your point, a lot of guys are feeling their oats right now, going, yeah, floodgates are open. If I played there and he ticked me off, I'm going at him.
I wonder, you know, the good thing, a thing that you should do is whoever has come out and already been very anti-Bill O'Brien, like Kareem Jackson, Tyrann Mathieu, watch those accounts, because they're going to tip you off. If there's going to be any more, they're going to either retweet it or talk about it or what have you. So keep an eye on those too. But interesting that'll be.
So Reed put that tweet out, and the exact response from Justin Reed was, "The Reed brothers in Houston," with the emoji with the mouth wide open with the shocked face, and then the two googly eyes staring down at the tweet.
Mm.
So he feels confident enough to say, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot. Get my bro here.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, because, look, like I said, in so many different ways, whether Cal McNair wants to or not, he has to address this. He has to get control of what's going on, because the narrative nationwide, again, simply because, if for no other reason, if we go back to what we said, which is Cal's just worried about the bottom line, just wants to make the money, stay out of the way, stay out of the limelight, right? Well, this is going to affect the bottom line, because this franchise is now has superseded anybody else that's had bad reputations like the Cleveland Brown and otherwise. Everyone right now in the NFL, if they're looking for a laughing stock to talk about, it's your Houston Texans. It's Bill O'Brien and what he's doing to this franchise.
Well, he's got the coronavirus to blame, because obviously revenue is going to go down just because of that.
Yeah. I wanted to see what Arian Foster had said, because that I don't recall any.
No,
of
I think
us.
You're right. I think you're the one who brought it up, and you brought up what he had said on another platform about Bob McNair.
No, but I wanted to see, did he have a comment about Bill this?
Oh, I don't know.
And the only thing that I found is March 16th, he put LOL, OB is drunk. So that's 2 days ago when the trade happened. And then the other thing he put was OB hoarding mid-round picks. So nothing too defamatory, I guess. But
defame Cal McNair, the fake Kyle McNair Twitter account is pretty funny.
Oh, do they have one?
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, who do you want in your home, Bill O'Brien or coronavirus? The coronavirus, 88%. Bill O'Brien, 12%.
License Chill said, sorry, guys, I'm the one that sent the fake tweet. Yeah, he said, my bad, suspects. Yeah,
yeah, he didn't back check the Deontay for me.
Come on now. This is a team effort
John,
here, pal.
Did you hear John and Lance? this morning?
Making the three of us look bad. Come on, bro.
No, I didn't hear what John and Lance
said. They were laughing, and Lance said he was going to put the picture out there, but supposedly they said they have a picture of Cal McNair at a baseball game, and he brought a glove.
Ooh.
Sitting behind the plate. And I'm like, well, that's right down Barry's alley right there. If you're a grown-ass man, especially if you're the owner of an NFL team,
millionaire?
And you're bringing a glove.
Oh, I wouldn't stop hating on him for that.
You don't think you could go, hey,
Cal just looks like the guy that you would just, he's a rascal. He does. You're just like, yo, rascal. You're a rascal.
Hey, Jim
like,
Crane.
He looks like a grown-ass
really like
kid.
Jim Crane, I'd really like to get one of them foul balls. You think you can get me one? You don't need a glove. Here you go. Gotcha.
There's a million of them in the gift shop, you millionaire.
Yeah, they're selling them for 45 bucks on the concourse. Take your pick. How you want
to
get it?
He does look like a grown-ass kid with a mustache to me for some reason. And I'm sure he's a fine young man. And I'm sure he's a fine, outstanding corporate citizen and all those things. But I just look at Cal McNair and I think, he doesn't know what's going on. He's just
lost. I look
lost.
At him and I think John McClane.
Do you?
He does. He does have a McClane look.
Yeah. Cal McClane?
Yeah.
The chin, the mustache, the round face, McNair. The fatness.
Oh, that's not bad.
Guys, I don't want to be roped into anything like that right now. I've got a lot of things on the line. Let me talk more about DeAndre Hopkins.
All right, still rolling through hour number two, three-hour show. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Want to get in here on all this Texans talk or something else on your mind you want to share with us? Give us a call. Send us a text. Send us a tweet. At Barry is funny. At Pac-Man Joel with a K. At the producer Nick. On a way back Wednesday, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate the suspects out on the go, doing what they do and still making us a part of their day. Truck driver Pookie.
Yeah, thank you for the nice text. Truck driver Pookie texted and said, thank you, Usual Suspects, for always keeping me laughing and having different points of views on stuff. Much needed laughter in these rough times. So we appreciate you.
Yep.
Barry, is your real name Bartholomew? That was another text. No, my real name is not Bartholomew.
But there was someone that Bartholomew J. Something. There was someone, either fictional character or otherwise, that used Bartholomew.
No, not me.
Well, it's not you.
You know how I call you Joseph,
yes.
And I call you Nicholas.
Yes.
Westling, John Westling does this to me. He calls me Barreled. I'd be like, Barreled? Now Barreled.
Like Harold?
Like, yeah, like Harold, but with a B. And I was like, is that a thing for people named Barry? He goes, yeah. It's like the formal.
I've never heard anybody.
Barreled.
Yeah.
So there you guys go. You can call me Barreled when.
You're
like,
Barreled.
In your angry mom voice. Like when I fuss at you guys.
Yeah.
Barreled
Warner.
Your angry mom voice and call me Barreled. Not Bartholomew, though. That's like a fat kid name. I wasn't a fat kid.
Do we have the more you know, Nick, in any way, shape, or form? Because looking up Bartholomew.
Yes.
It's an English or Jewish name.
Hello.
That derives from the Aramaic name meaning son of Talmai. Bar is Aramaic for son and marks patronyms. Talmai either comes from Telem,
furrow. I feel like you didn't pronounce half those words right.
A Hebrew version of Ptolemy. Thus, Bartholomew is either son of furrows, i.e. rich in land, or son of Ptolemy.
Son, like the literature class I took, the creative writing class I took in college way back in the day.
Rich in land, a.k.a. Lawn Talk. Son of Lawn Talk.
A.k.a.
Bartholomew, bitches!
A.k.a. Son my of house talk. Is on 15 acres.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like Son of Lawn Talk better.
I don't understand
son
half
of
yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't feel
he
like
he said Aramaic. I thought he said Arabic, but Aramaic is actually a different language.
You were going to get offended?
I was going to be like, bro,
bitch,
it's Arabic.
What?
Nope, didn't know. Had no idea.
Well, we're half of those. You don't even know what those words were that
Hell
you said.
No, I don't. I'm reading it right off the page of Wikipedia. The hell's wrong with you? Of course I don't. I'm not going to own that. What are you talking about, bro? I knew every one of those words.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I sure didn't.
So what is Bartholomew? Bart is the short for Bartholomew, right?
I mean, I would assume it's Bart or Barry.
Well, I would think Bart because Bartholomew, B-A-R-T.
So are you insinuating that Bart Ennis is really Bartholomew?
Could be.
Okay.
That's maybe what I'm saying, Joel.
Catch you up a little bit on some other NFL news. Obviously, Tom Brady expected to sign with the Broncos today. The Titans trading star defensive lineman and, in a lot of ways, a big-time force, Jarrell Casey to the Broncos. What are you laughing at?
Well, I was like, what are the nicknames for Barry? And I forgot. Baz?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Baz is a nickname for Barry and Baza. B-A-Z-Z-A.
I guess there's a nickname for everybody. I just didn't know many nicknames for the name Barry.
Yeah. Well, Baz, Baza, and Barreled.
Based where looking things up goes on this show, I'm just going to take Joseph.
Barry may also be a hypochorism for Bartholomew. So there you go.
I feel like you didn't know what that word was before you tried to pronounce
hypochorism? Yeah, that's like a lot of core.
See, that's the opposite way to handle this. You did the Roger Clemens approach. I did the Andy Pettit. I took the L,
bro.
You defended it.
Everybody knows what a hypochorism is. Don't you know what hypochorism is? Hypochorism is simple. It means it's a nickname that shows affection.
You're reading
of
right now.
Nope.
No, yep. It's making your core hyper. That's
yeah,
what that means.
See, it's yeah. a lot of
Dummy.
Core. Hypo.
Hypochorism. Yeah. Get it?
That's a lot
Dummy.
Of it's a,
that's because a class that right now
I
is not
abs.
Offered at the gym because the gym's closed.
Shows affection or closeness, a hypochorism, a nickname that shows affection or closeness. So that's when I call you Joseph and Nicholas. I'm showing you my hypochorism. I got to slow down when I say it. I don't know. All right, that's ridiculous. Back to the news.
It is ridiculous. Malcolm Jenkins, one-time New Orleans Saint, was a big-time Philadelphia Eagles safety, now going back to the Saints, nearing a deal to go there. To come back home again. Dante Fowler, the pass rusher that was with the Rams a year ago, 3-year deal with the Falcons. And as I mentioned, Jarrell Casey, the star defensive lineman of the Titans, now going to the Broncos as the Broncos continue to try and make trades to get better. We mentioned Eric Reed getting cut a year after signing an extension with the Panthers and Justin Reed trying to get him to come to Houston, at least with a family member. At least you might think that they have an in to get a player instead of all these rumors of all these tweets of all these people that don't want to come here. So that's out there as well. We mentioned Nick Foles was traded from the Jaguars to the Bears for the compensatory 4th-round pick. And we'll catch you up on more as it becomes available or news that breaks along the way. But our eyes are on Twitter and social media as we do the show, and trust we will have that information if it becomes available with more signings.
With this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing, you know, and the economy, everything, I saw last night on a tweet, I think it was Dez, ATX Hobo Girl, who retweeted it, or maybe it was Dr. Guriel Friend on Twitter, but one of them retweeted it, and it was where Halliburton is furloughing like 3,500 employees just at their North Bell campus, just at the camp, their corporate headquarters, which is the place I used to work. I used to work at their corporate headquarters. So I was like, well, that'd have been me. So I reached out to friends of mine that still work there, and I was like, hey, what's going on? How are you? Most everybody got furloughed, and so they work a week, they're off a week, and they don't get paid. Mm. And I was like, is that across the board? He was like, no, upper management's still getting their money. I was like, oh, of course. And you know they're still getting all their bonuses and everything else. There's nothing more infuriating to me than when that happens. Because when you think about the executives that are making millions and divvying up those bonuses and that money to people that could help them put groceries on the table and pay their light bill in these times, and do they cut their salaries? No. They cut all the little guys,
yep,
and they don't cut themselves. And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Any corporation, not just Halliburton, but because I know people that are there that are telling me this, shame on them and shame on any other company that's like, no. Management, we need our money because, you know, we're managing things. But
you're right.
Don't cut the little guy.
One of their salaries.
That's happened to me twice in the corporate world, man. It was just like, man.
One of those people's salaries could probably save, what, 20 jobs?
Well, when you think about if it's 60 days, at least, right?
Right.
If you think about how much they get and the bonus structure that they get in oil and gas is ridiculous money. So, yeah, I was pretty disheartened when I saw that. But that's going to happen across the board.
Well,
but that's corporate America.
I did see Nike. Phil Knight and his two highest-ranking executives took their own money and put it together.
To help. That's great.
Employees that are going
to
be
shout out to Major League Baseball, who each club pitched in $1 million.
Yep.
$30 million to help pay for people that work at the different stadiums around baseball while they're closed and while baseball isn't going on. So shout out to them.
Pressure because of what their 19-year-old superstar did, Zion Williamson, but Gail Benson and the Benson family offered up $1 million to help those that are being displaced job-wise in the New Orleans area. Because as the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans, people were like, well, where's the Benson family doing this instead of a 19-year-old kid in his first year?
Yeah.
But, yeah, more people stepping up. Lots of other things to get to. Of course, the free agent news is coming out left and right. Linval Joseph, the defensive lineman that was let go by the Vikings, already has a new home with the Chargers. There's lots of other things stacking up. We'll get to a whole lot in the second half. Don't go anywhere. Second half of the show comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about Fitz Roofing for a long time. They sponsor the Point Blank on sportsmap.com, but more so they sponsor us because they want you to know that they are the only place you should go for roofing needs in the Houston area. Whether you have a leaky roof or you want to put a new roof on your house altogether, Fitz Roofing is the only place to go. They use the best product in the business. It's CertainTeed Shingles. So much so they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get this status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Quite simply put, their base warranties are longer than your average roofer can give you, and they're going to take care of you along the way. They have the best ratings in the business, A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. The question really becomes, why would you go anywhere else? Especially when I tell you that if you call 832-521-3001, you will get a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to you, tell you what they can do. They go back on their merry way. You want them to come back, just reach back out. They're going to come back, do fantastic work, use great products, and you're going to be absolutely satisfied throughout the deal. FitzRoofing.com if you want to check them out online, or better yet, like I said, call them 832-521-3001 and set up that free no obligation inspection. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books. 90 still to go. Here's the second half of The Usual Suspects show on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs from Irish artists pre-2010, as that list was a lot harder than we had expected.
Well, that's why I had already made it.
Oh, wow. Believe me, I know.
And so I was like, hey, guys, we should just do bands from Ireland. Y'all were like, yeah, cool. And I was like, send.
My intention was to do the list right when I got home.
And then you let Joel beat you to it.
Yep. Well, he beat me to it. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, he did it during the show, right?
No, I had it before I proposed it.
Oh, my God.
But only because Joel did that last week. So, Nick, next week it's your turn, Nick. You come up with the idea, write your list, and then tell us, and we'll agree to it. No, we won't, Joel. We're going to vote against it. Just kidding. We were talking about the economy and stuff. And I hate hearing this because there's some really great stories that you're seeing out there. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about Zion. But then you hear like stuff where this guy said, thank you, suspects, for keeping me laughing and informed during this tough time. I'm out of a job for 15 days now due to my restaurant closing. No tips equals no money. That's the unfortunate part about this, man. And really, don't blame Republicans. Don't blame Democrats. Don't blame – like this is just a part of
it's
life.
Not political.
Like, no, this is just unfortunate, and it sucks, man.
It's the lower level people that breaks my heart.
Man.
It's not going to be good. Some of them are not going to recover from this. We've talked about
week
the small
to week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the tips part is hard. I mean, you make decent tips. You have to be present to make those tips.
Yeah.
And Fred made a good point yesterday too when he finally got to the show about the fact that if you are getting takeout during these times, or even if you're you weren't thinking about it, but you can, you know, maybe you weren't thinking about it, but maybe it's easier for you and also better for them. And then tip well, because, yeah, these people are skeleton crews hanging on by a thread, hoping this thing gets solved sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So that they can make it.
Did you hear about the, was it Irma's where somebody left like a nine?
I said it the other day. Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. $9,400 tip.
There was another restaurant, I think, in Seattle where somebody left a couple at a coffee place, left like a $2,500 tip.
A lot of restaurants are letting the employees take meals home.
That's nice.
At the end of the day, they've tried to, because of the fact that a lot of them are based on tips, they've upped their salaries by like $10 an hour so that it may not make up for all of it, but it makes up for some of
it. Well, sure, anything helps at this point.
Thank you, somebody who came up with it. Bartholomew J. Simpson is Bart Simpson's real name on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of when I said there was a Bartholomew out there that I knew I had heard before.
Gotcha.
So you can be Bartholomew J. Laminack.
Southwest Airlines ain't playing, though. They're like, we're keeping it rolling. Rates might be a little bit lower. Fly with us.
Yeah, I just, that's the thing. People are going, even on my Facebook neighborhood page, hey, you can go to Vegas for $47.63. You really want to risk that right now?
You're going to Vegas right now? You're crazy. You shouldn't be out there in casinos.
Plus, all the casinos are shut down. Or at least the MGMs are.
Don't go to casinos. Don't go to weddings.
You can't go to... Yeah. See, oh, that's the other thing.
That's...
How did that not make it on the carryover to the Blitz last night?
This is a fake news.
How did AJ not throw up a red flag and go, wait a minute?
Fake news. Yeah, my wife is a hairdresser, still going to work, but everyone is canceling.
I thought your wife was a nurse.
No, that was the text.
That was the
it was right there. I was like, well, you're lying to us again. Like, you stayed out of the crowds weekend, and you didn't do any weddings or shows.
I went and got the hair removal thing today in the Woodlands, and then I went and got my hair cut at J-Row, the Kurt Cuts.
Picked up another Tupperware full of apple whiskey homemade.
Yeah. And when I was talking to J-Row earlier in the week, he said, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to close down the shop or not, because it's supposed to be 10 people or less. And sometimes, there's four barbers in there, and if they've got that's eight people. You can't have more than two people waiting. And really, it's supposed to be less than 10, so you can really only have one person. I said, bro, I'll wait in the parking lot. I'll come in when you tell me it's no big deal. But those are you don't even think about those things, but those are all these decisions that have to be made now that impact businesses.
Well, here's the other thing impacting businesses. I'm calling BS on this whole thing about the grocery stores that are changing their hours so that they can better serve the customer.
For old people.
No.
To better serve old people.
No, that's not true. That's part
to restock.
Of it.
To restock.
They're doing elderly-only hours so that they get first crack
I'm okay
in the
with
morning,
that.
Which I think is fantastic. Yeah. But the initial reason why Kroger and all these different stores said they're going to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., things like that, so they can adequately restock the shelves and get more product out there. Well, Kroger ain't doing it, because I went to Kroger last night. It was worse than it's ever been. Now, not only is all the frozen stuff, vegetables and the frozen stuff gone, and all the cleaning supplies are still gone, and all the water is still gone, but now the canned goods are gone too. HEB, at least, is...
Yeah, come over to my HEB, buddy.
Continually restocking.
Dude, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
They're doing it right. I'm telling you, man. I feel like they do it better than any other grocery store.
I would not disagree with that.
In this pandemic. Yep. I really believe that. I don't get paid by HEB.
And they're offering jobs to people just to stock.
Sure.
They're like, hey, we got food.
Feel bad about the jinx. The commercials have screwed up too many people's sporting worlds, so now they're trying to make it better.
Sushi's shotgun.
Scott McClellan's going,
again.
You know what? For all those bad commercials that jinxed your best sports players, we're going to make sure we stock our shots.
Was it jinx? Did that occur in San Antonio as well?
I think so. It might have.
Look what happened to Kawhi.
We'd have to ask El Jefe.
Kawhi was part of those commercials. Look what happened to Kawhi.
Oh, damn. Scott. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, bro? Huh? Just do the Cowboys. Just do HEB Cowboys commercial.
Well, he's getting hit left and right. There's some dumbasses that I saw going at him that he's like, HEB Scott, don't tell people to buy better. Put limits on how many things you can buy. He's like, you idiot. We have limits on how many things you can buy. There's limits on pasta. There's limits on canned food. perishables, all that stuff, toilet paper. They've been doing that. Yeah. What are you just looking for something to complain about?
Yeah. I found out in the checkout line last night at HEB, there's limits on cereal. The lady in front of me had like 6 boxes of cereal, just scanning through, and all of a sudden she goes, ma'am, which 2 are you going to put back? She said, what? She said, there's a limit on everything.
No, the computer will tell you, because I accidentally took 2 more pasta
things. Oh, accidentally, huh, Nick? I'm just kidding.
Well, I had 2 spaghetti. I had 2 spaghetti and 2 like macaroni elbows.
Yeah.
And then I had like those quick 60-second pasta things.
Uh-huh.
So I had to drop the 60-second ones.
You keep lifting weights, you'll get rid of the macaroni elbows.
You know what? You know what? You could have left that. We made fun of me enough the day we went to Apollo.
No. Come on, admit it. Did you get the SpaghettiOs? Or did you just get spaghetti?
I got the elbows.
Okay. Because, you know, kids love the O's.
But ever since I found out I've got 0.2 pounds more of fat in my left arm.
He's been doing curls with soup cans.
Yeah. I've been doing dumbbells only on my left.
Because the gym is closed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Well, apparently, 41 minutes ago, 5.7 magnitude earthquake shakes Salt Lake City and the surrounding areas.
Double disaster. Man, that sucks.
Yeah, you don't want to be dealing with that. We're dealing with everything else.
What on earth is going on?
That sucks, man.
It's Dude, imagine end. If you get damaged to your house. Hey,
y'all need to
like
get
that.
A weapon. I'm gonna tell you right now. Y'all need to get a gun. It's getting crazy.
That's exactly what my friend said. You sound exactly like him. Yesterday,
Go
he just told me that. Yesterday,
You're I like, got 2 pistols and a shotgun, and I'm not giving y'all nothing.
Ain't a bunch Go of zombies walking around.
Don't
Barry.
Matter, man. When stuff look looters, stuff starts that people start getting desperate for food.
Oh, yeah, out there and cut now and shoot, I can feel you.
Now,
never mind, I
now
see.
I sound like my crazy uncle who's no longer with us, my crazy aunt. We should be like, you gotta prep, you got to hoard. Like, okay, let's settle down. They're not coming. They're not just going to kick down your door and bust your pantry open and steal all your spaghettis and your elbow macaroni.
I said pantry. I didn't know where you were going there.
Yeah, well, you'd be all right, but I still would get a gun.
Think about if you're in Salt Lake City, you're dealing with all this coronavirus and stuff, and then your house.
Yeah.
Is shaking, the foundation's screwed up, and you got to go somewhere and rely on others to get you supplies?
Somebody
you
check lost your groceries in the earthquake?
Somebody check Vernon Maxwell's Twitter right now. See what he said.
Is it about Salt Lake? He probably wasn't nice. He was not nice.
Please be above that, Vernon.
He has no filter.
Please.
Please
don't say anything that's going to get you canceled.
Subtweet whatever happened in Utah. He'll be on it.
Somebody said there's no ammo left at the range. And the local academy.
No, they did a story on the news.
Oh,
everybody's buying ammo.
Well, I had, so shout out to the Popes. I had bought a bunch of just wad cutters, basically, just, you know, it's real basic ammo from Aaron Pope. I'm good to go because I didn't go back to the range and finish shooting it. So I got like 9 boxes of ammo. I'm good.
Yeah, there was a story on the news last night about how many people were in line for the ammo store just to open because they're worried about protecting the stuff that they do have. And what if you have something that someone else needs?
I'm buying land in Wyoming and building a bunker. I'm just going to go live off the land.
Okay.
Jerk.
We're going to continue to roll through hour number 2 of the 3-hour show. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. You talk about people that aren't going to screw you over. It's Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated, solely focused on taking care of the customers in the Houston area. They're going to be 100% honest, which means there's going to be rare occasions when there's another company out there that can beat their prices. They're going to let you know because you may not go with them this time, but you're going to go with them sometime along the way because you remember that they were honest, above board, and didn't try to screw you over. It's just the way they do business. They got the best rating out there. 5 out of 5 stars with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. Best you can get. You get it with Infuse Energy. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. They have 100% green energy at your fingertips. You can sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. So you're doing the right thing for the environment while you're getting the right thing for you and your energy. It's just fantastic customer service, and a great way to do business. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, like I said, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and the process will go from there until they pinpoint the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you. I mean it when I say it, because I switched 3.5 years ago, and I could not be happier. Infuse Energy into your life.
G'day mates, this is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
But people are just, you know, you can have a lot of fun on Twitter, and obviously you got a lot of time on your hands with everything going on right now. All Tyrann Mathieu had to tweet out was, "I'm a genius, comma, LOL," and just read the comments. People are just going, "Yeah, you are, because you got out of Houston by time. We were just in time. And what Bob story can you drop to back that up? Because we need it now. We need to get rid of him." And then they're just rolling in all over the place.
So I was looking at the news, NBCNews.com, for just updates on the earthquake in Salt Lake City. And I scrolled down to the bottom of an article, and there's SLC Mayor Erin Mendenhall. And she's she looks 15. She looks like a kid. Like, I'm amazed. And she was like, "Don't worry, the police, if you call 911, our police and first responders are just out there rocking it." Like, she's talking like she's just on the phone with, you know, some of her friends just hang, like, but she looks like she's got her bleep together. And that's,
she does look young.
Man,
I told Barry, I had Barry going to her.
She's wearing an Olympic jacket.
Yeah, she's wearing the Olympic jacket.
Joel's dumbass.
So in the break, I go, "Barry, you do realize she's a defense woman on the United States women's soccer team." He's like, "Really?
Really?"
I was like, "No."
I'm so stupid. Not. I was like, "Really?" He's like, "No, dumbass. Well,
she's
not
3 years older than me."
How old is she?
Born 1980, but they didn't put the date. So obviously 40.
Damn.
40.
This says born 79-80. Okay. That's weird. She was born twice.
Yeah, how come
she's
they're
an alien? Yeah. On Wiki, it has her born 79 or 80. She's either 39 or 40. And she's the mayor of a major city.
Well, you see wikis, and they're not sure about the exact... Like, you see, like, leaders of, like, big countries in the past, like, they don't tell you, like, what day they were actually born.
That I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah. But at most, she's 40. And she's the mayor of Salt Lake City.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's badass. I'm just saying, like, that's because you're usually seeing, you know, old crusty people that are politicians. She's not old and crusty. Good for her. What?
Did you see this tweet?
No.
Ben sent us?
No.
He screen captures it because my wife just sent me this. She spells it with an E, by the way. She put, "Just listening to Barry," with an E, "I thought he was black. But obviously with the last name of Laminack, I was like, what black guy has that last name?" I mean,
he responds, "It's spelled Barry." And
he doesn't dispel the rumors. He just says, "It's B-A."
Well, that's what he should have
dumbass.
Done. Number one, he is black. Number two, it's spelled B-A-R-R-Y. That's what he should have said.
Black people spell it with an E. White people spell it with an A.
This gets us back to the DeAndre Hopkins tweet. Because the truth is what it is. He's not going to dispel that.
Ben,
he's just going to say, let's move on.
Tell your wife, mind her damn business. Lauren, mind your damn business, Lauren.
Lauren who, Pope?
No, Ben's wife.
His wife.
It's in the screenshot. Oh, Lauren. Yeah. Yeah, Lauren, I got your name and your number now. What's up?
Oh no.
It's on now. Lauren with an I. Just going to be out here spelling your name wrong now. Okay. Maybe
look,
not.
Look, Bartholomew with an E.
Bartholomew.
Some of the people like that I gave the t-shirts to on my side found out that Barry wasn't black by looking at the t-shirt. I was like, this happens all the time.
Dude, I still meet people. They're like, because some people sometimes will recognize the sound of my voice. They'll be like, "Dude, are you Barry?" I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, "Bro, I thought you were black." What? Why? Why did you?
It happens.
It is crazy.
How many people think Dell is black?
I don't understand why, though.
How many people? That they've never seen Dell.
Well.
But why?
Granada always points it out.
Points what out?
That he's black.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't understand why, though. Someone say it out loud. No one wants to say it.
Yeah, he would mess with Dell a lot. I made a promo once about them, and he was talking about how Dell got into the neighborhood at Leak City, and Dell was kind of making fun of his father and the way he talks on the air. And he's like, "Did you have to like make a call to the neighborhood for your parents to get him in the neighborhood?"
That's so mean.
Well, they always get on Dell because Gilbert says a black guy stole his bike.
Yeah.
So they say Dell stole his bike.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
And by the way, with those shirts.
Sherla, it was a joke. She said, hold on, Barry. Barry White spells it with an A. I don't know any black people that spell it with an E. It was a joke.
But
that was the
but, yeah.
Yeah. No one spells it with an E. The only berry that you spell with an E is like strawberry, blackberry.
Well, there you go.
That venue.
Wait. Blackberry. So there it is.
Boysenberry, blueberry.
Look, blackberry. With an E.
He's going to call you Blackberry for the rest of the show, and I think it's going to be funny because it's going to annoy you.
See, I'll just call him racist.
Proceed.
Okay. Granado's been called that. Look at how he's soaring. So, with those shirts, too.
Yeah.
Nick, who pointed out on the air how he when he goes to...
I had the horn removed, and your neck's limbed
that
up.
He goes
You're
to
both
his,
welcome.
His buddy's play... I have my... His buddy's kids plays and stuff like that. He always brings candy and stuff like that, and the kids like it. So... I was in the car with Taylor, and Nick was on the phone. And so I was like, if you're nice to Nick, Nick may bring you candy. And she just lit up. Right? And she was just like, Daddy, is that Nick? Because if that's Nick, I want to go to work because Nick's got candy. So she's always looked at the usual suspect shirt that Lisa wears. And she's like, that's Daddy, Uncle Ty, which is one of my best friends, Ty, that looks like Nick.
Uh-huh.
And then you look like Uncle Mike. Yeah, you look like her brother with the glasses on because Mike has glasses. Now, and no one told her anything. She goes, Daddy, Nick with the candy, and Barry.
Wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. You've never met or talked to Barry. And she's
I met
like,
her once. I met her twice, actually.
Well, when she was really, really little?
Yeah, well, no. You brought her up here a couple times.
But that was when she was like, she wasn't like,
I mean, we've only been doing this
brain
years.
Functioning, checking, you know, no one remembering people like that.
Okay.
But now she not only knew who Barry was, but it was Nick with the candy.
That's good. That's
now,
that's
now if she sees me, like if I ever meet his daughter and I'm empty handed, I'm gonna go from like way up here all the way down. But it's okay because I keep it stocked with Sour Patch Kids. I ain't even worried about it.
Yeah, well.
I got to tell you what was cool, too, is, you know, because she's at home now. The school, her school's been canceled for like 2 weeks. So she's like, Daddy, can I sit with you while you're getting ready for work? So I'm doing all the prep on the computer, and I bring up one of the documents that we get, which has like headlines around the country.
Right.
And she sits down, and she goes, Daddy, that says back. I'm like, what'd you just say? And she goes, that says back. I go, Taylor. She goes, top. I'm like, are you serious right now? And then within like 10 minutes, there were several words on the screen and she would go and she'd start sounding them out and she'd go like back. And I go, are you kidding me right now? And all of a sudden I step back and had one of those dad moments where my daughter just learned how to read in front of me.
That's great, man.
It was really, really cool. And I give the school credit because I'm sure that's how they were working on her sounding things out and stuff. But it just you kind of step back for a second and go, oh, my God.
That's
one
cool.
of those moments. So that was really cool, yes. Yeah, so
that's like that's a moment like when you watched her walk for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Similar?
Yeah. I was watching TV, was it two nights ago? And Lisa was upstairs with the baby and Taylor, and she comes running. She goes, babe, Maddie just rolled over for the first time. And I was like, God, that's awesome. And I was like, why wasn't I up there? But so those are the kind of moments you remember. So it's pretty cool. I mean, if there's positive with...
I remember the first time my cat...
crapped on your head?
Wasn't my cat.
Still, cat crapped on your head. You're going to remember
A cat pooped on my pillowcase.
Close enough.
Not my cat, and it wasn't on my head.
Close enough. And we all have...
Don't run...
Listen, we all have wishes, right, Nick?
Don't ruin my childhood moments. I didn't step on yours. Somebody said they were shopping, and someone tried to reach in my basket for some lunch meat. This is why you got to carry.
That's also...
That was a
big
no, that's
this.
Not why you have to carry, sir. What? That's bad advice on your part. Yeah, you do not shoot somebody because they grab something out of your cart.
If you grab my meat...
You're going to shoot them?
If you grab my meat in public...
Okay.
I might not shoot you, but at least I'm prepared if we tussle.
So if Nora grabs your meat in public...
Well, that's just a date.
Right.
That's just a
date. Barry's going to turn our turn everybody into murderers one suspect at a time.
But here's the thing, because that's
carry
how fights start.
You can't carry in a grocery
start.
Store, right?
And then people start shanking people, and you got to defend yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Shanking people.
Well, if it's concealed, well, Barry would know. If it's a concealed, you have a license. Can you carry it in the grocery store?
Yeah, you can't carry it in the grocery store.
You have to look for the 30-06 sign. I don't even know what that is, do you?
No, because we don't murder people like you do.
On the entrances,
I'm not a murderer. I'm a concealed carry and open carry licensee.
I guess that's fair.
But I mean, when you go into an establishment, if they don't want you to carry a gun into the establishment, they have to post a sign clearly and visibly. It's the 30-06 sign. It's I don't know if it's rule or law 30.06 that says you can't carry a concealed weapon on the premises. So you look for that sign. If you don't see it,
I don't feel like H-E-B would be one of those.
I don't know.
I think all grocery stores.
I don't usually carry into the grocery store.
That's what I have on their door.
You just said you'd shoot somebody if they reached into your car.
I didn't say I'd shoot them. I said just bitches start grabbing meat. This is why you got to pack.
Grabbing my ribeye?
You start
shooting your ass, bitch.
I'm just saying. Wow. Starts getting
That's
wild.
That's Barry Laminack.
Nope.
You just said it.
Got to defend. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying what Barry Laminack would do in a situation
where
someone stole his meat.
Yeah,
murder. You may not have a gun, but you can be triggered. Right. Keep that in mind.
That's right. There was a fight. Was it Fiesta?
I'm surprised we haven't seen on the news every night a lot of brawls. Like, you know,
someone got stabbed, and I think it was a Fiesta. I don't remember where it was.
Dude, if you take anything out of my car, I want the public to know.
Okay.
If you steal anything out of my car, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm not gonna stab you. No. I'm going to ask you to put it back. I'm not going to shoot you.
You wouldn't fight him? Well, I'm not shooting
I'd yell
anybody.
At him.
But okay, so then they pull out a knife and be like, bitch,
and then I'm like,
give
all right,
me
you
the
win.
Toilet paper.
You win.
Really?
Yeah. What am I doing, walking around H-E-B with a knife?
No. That's why you pull out your heat and you say, no, you put the toilet paper back and then give me yours. No, now it's a robbery. Now it's a crime. You see what you've made me do?
But I'm just saying, you do that.
You got to defend yourself. You can't let people be taking your toilet paper, man. You know what, Nick? I'll go grocery shopping with you so that don't happen. Because just rolling over and letting people steal your meat.
Yeah. I mean, that way you go to jail. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, no. I'll just... Castle law. Does that apply to grocery carts?
No, you're not... Now you're going
to... We need to get a lawyer. We need to get lawyer Dave
lawyer
on the phone.
Dave needs to
Does
come on
Castle
now.
Law apply to a grocery cart? I guess not, because you hadn't paid
honestly,
for it yet.
It's like Black Friday,
but
right?
You hadn't paid for it yet. It's not yours yet.
It's like
now, if
see...
it happens in the parking lot, for sure you have to defend yourself because you've paid for it. It's your property.
Now it's stealing.
But if it happens in the grocery store, maybe you're right. It's not yours
but
yet.
But this is like on just Black Friday when we see the people that use the tents stay out overnight at the Best Buys, and then when the doors open, there's all these fights. I'm surprised we haven't seen more of that with the grocery stores.
Yeah. Somebody texted the usual suspects murdering people since 2017.
Listen, that's Barry Laminack. And the H-E-B by my house, there's like three or four cops there.
Barry said it's not murder if you can't prove it. So far, there's no charges been brought up.
Low and T said, I guarantee you put a gun on your hip, no one's reaching into your cart to take your food.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
see?
That's
but
probably
it's not
true.
Allowed in most grocery stores.
How do you know?
Because I've seen the signs.
Well, so there's, and look, somebody said, it's 30-07 now, dummy. That's for concealed, that's for open carry, dummy. 30-06 was for concealed carry.
I knew you couldn't let the dummy
So thank
pass.
You so much for your tweet.
All right.
None with of this that, was serious, people.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm not taking my gun in the
We're
grocery store anyways.
You people.
Dummy.
All right. That, oh my God. Speaking of entertainment.
Take a joke, idiot.
That's hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza. The final hour comes up next. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.